Tanya, did you know there are just 2 weeks left until the new year?
I'm not ready. Yes, I did know that.
Well, and the end of the decade. But here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, already has made a resolution for 2020. She wants to go greener in the kitchen. And just in time for holiday shopping, she joins us with some suggestions for items that can help. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there.
So I actually think about this all the time. And one thing I did was I stopped using Ziploc bags and switched to storing leftover food in any kind of glass containers.
Excellent.
What about you? How can you be more environmentally conscious?
I'll tell you
something.
I cook every day. I'm constantly testing recipes, cooking meals, and I go through so much plastic. And my youngest daughter, Emma, was home a few months ago, and she looked in my refrigerator and she's like, "Mom, this has got to stop." So she sent me something called Stasher. These are plastic-free, reusable storage bags. This is a great alternative to any plastic product, but it's also a great alternative to the glass things. These are made from silicone. They can be used for everything. You can cook in them. You can throw them in your dishwasher. You can store pretzels or half an onion or half a lemon. The CEO and founder is a woman named Kat Nouri, and she was determined to prevent millions of single-use plastics from piling up in landfills and polluting the ocean. And they come in all these great sizes and shapes and colors, and they have this cool, tight thing when you put it together, so it really seals food in.
And you can cook with these.
Yeah, that's what it says. Yeah.
I started using them after you sent them to us, and I can say they're really nice. Like Jeremy, I said I wasn't going to use those little sandwich bags anymore, but they do work because they're stackable. You know, they don't take up a lot of room.
You know, it sounds silly, like, oh, I'm going to avoid plastics as much as possible. Like, that shouldn't be that hard, but you're undoing years of patterns. So another great product for doing that is something called Beeswrap.
This smells really good.
Well, you know what you're smelling is, so this was begun by a woman, they're all women, a Vermonter named Sarah Kack, I believe you pronounce it, mother of three, gardener, farmer, and in her quest to eliminate plastics, she started to infuse organic cotton with beeswax, jojoba oil, and tree resin. And so they stretched. Feel those,
I'm trying
guys.
To put it over like a coffee cup here.
Go ahead. It'll mold on. Now make a tight, there you go. It makes a tight
that.
Seal.
It's working for you.
It's really, I mean, not only is it cool, but it really comes in all these kind of very pretty colorables. It's completely reusable. And as I said, I've done half an onion in there, raw meat, snacks, leftovers. Another great way to get off the plastic wheel.
Called Beeswrap. Beeswrap.
Yeah, B-E-E.
Kathy, you also have a vegetable peeler here. How does that fit into your idea?
Yeah, so that's a little bit different. This is a wide mouth vegetable peeler, and I like to use it because you end up wasting less on the vegetable. So if you're peeling a parsnip or a carrot, it's going to come off much faster. You can also make spirals. You can thinly slice root vegetables and get these wonderful spirals that you can steam or add to soups. You can peel ginger with it and waste a lot less. So the amount of vegetable waste is minimized. And the bonus is you can keep all these vegetable peelings, the onion skins, the carrot shavings, put them in your freezer and then use it all to make a recycled vegetable stock.
Or you could compost some of that stuff.
Right,
right. Indeed, you can, but not both at the same time.
You know, actually, speaking of vegetable peeler, I just ordered a coffee maker, one of those pod machines, they, in order to show you that you could recycle the pods, they sent you a vegetable peeler made out of the recycled.
Oh, that's cool, because that's my problem with those coffee pods is that it seems hugely wasteful.
Yes.
Yeah. We've got a whole bunch of ideas. Cheese storage bags that are not plastic that allow the cheese to breathe and stay fresher longer. They're made in France. They almost look like wax bags.
And the salad sling
It almost looks like those things people put their babies in. So it's a three-layer design that features an ultra-absorbent microfiber and a waterproof barrier. You put your wet greens in the middle. So
it's like a towel.
It's like a super thick terry cloth towel. So you put your herbs that you've washed or your kale or your Swiss chard, put it in the middle, you close it up, and you swing it round and round. It's a good workout for your arms. And the centrifugal force dries the greens in seconds. You can get rid of that massive, awkward, plastic salad spinner you've had in your drawer for 2 years that takes up half your kitchen.
Or half of your Lazy Susan.
There you go. There you go. So that's another
great one. Are these things expensive? I think that's one of the
questions. You know what? Let's go through them, actually. The Beeswrap ranges from $19 to $42 for a pack of several of them. They last over and over and over again. Think about how much you spend on plastic wrap and foil and bags. Get rid of all of that. You buy these stashers and these Beeswraps, maybe about $20-$30, and you're saving money. The vegetable peeler is about $3. The salad sling is really reasonable. It's $20.
Wow. So some good ideas for the holidays as we get ready for a greener new year in the kitchen.
Go
We've
green.
Got all these items at hereandnow.org. The whole list from Kathy Gunst, Here and Now resident chef. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.